T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Have a little vacation scheduled for August if you haven't already gotten out of town or just gotten out of the office. But Congress is routinely lambasted for taking 4, 5, 6 weeks off over the summertime. Usually it is the full month of August. And it, as a former staffer, kind of worries me when people say, oh, it's vacation. I guess for some of these guys it's vacation, but for a lot of them, they work really hard. Jim Hobgood is a former congressional aide, ran a congressional office. And Jim, I'm glad to have you here. What do you think? Modern day Congress, do you think it's appropriate to call it a vacation? Or what's your observation about what these guys and ladies do with that?
Well, you know, the official terminology, I think, in Washington is district work period.
Yeah, they're smart to relabel it.
And for many of them, it is. They go back to their districts. They have town halls. They go around and visit with state and local officials, and that's really what it was designed to do. Of course, you know, back way back in the day, they got out of town in August because they didn't have air conditioning, and it was unbearable to be in Washington in August. But I think from the standpoint of staying in touch with your constituents, you know, it's certainly commendable. I think what has happened with, the practice of, call it gerrymandering or whatever, you know, you basically in the House of Representatives, in round numbers, you have about 50 competitive seats. You know, the great majority of seats are either solidly Democrat or solidly Republican. Mm-hmm. And I think some of those members may not feel quite as compelled to stay in direct touch with their constituents. I found it interesting earlier in the week when the Trump-Cummings Twitter battle got started. Nancy Pelosi reacted to that from Italy, where she was with her delegation. Now, I'm sure there's reason for members of Congress to go to Italy, but I think that's where the vacation idea may be coming from. It's one thing to go to Afghanistan or Syria, or Iraq, something like that, if you have defense or intelligence responsibilities. And I'm sure there are things that are in Italy. And what the heck? Italy's a NATO country. Maybe,
right.
Maybe they're doing something in that regard. But I'm sure there's some fun and sightseeing with this delegation as well.
On the taxpayer tab.
Absolutely. And I don't think they're flying economy over there either, you know, so it's and I think that's, you know, it's funny when I think back, the two things that really got the public upset were congressional pay raises and so-called junkets, you know, with all the things that people could get upset about relative to what goes on in Washington. For some reason, maybe because people can understand what that is. They know what a pay raise is. And they, you know what a vacation or a trip is. So it caused a lot of that. So, as I say, if you're Abigail Spanberger, for example, you're having town hall meetings in your district because you're a first-term member and you won a district that President Trump carried by 6.5 points. So you're keeping your nose back in the district and circulating and trying to make as many contacts as you can. If you're Nancy Pelosi, you don't have that problem.
Yeah. Speaking of Abigail Spanberger, I have not been to one of her town hall meetings. I'm curious to pop in and see how they're going. But the photos that were in the Times-Dispatch showed a pretty big crowd for her. Is that surprising to you?
They may be generating some of that turnout themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. I have not been to one either.
Sometimes you're begging people to come to your town halls. And
more often than not, that would be the case, particularly if you just say, I'm going to be at such and such location at 7 o'clock on Tuesday night. It may be you and a handful of people, unless her organization may be making an effort to get people to turn out, if for no other reason, to make sure that, it's largely a friendly crowd, so that she doesn't have, a whole bunch of people who are opposed to her show up. And, she's one of those Democrats in an awkward position in that she has to take positions, at least publicly, that are not in line with the so-called squad, and particularly given her district did vote for Trump, she has to walk that fine line in the middle, appearing to be a moderate, and she's part of a Democrat caucus in Washington that's not necessarily moderate. So
it's lurching to the left. That must be. I just noticed that there was a large crowd in an off year, federal elections next year. It was surprising to me that there were that many people. You and I maybe will both tag along the next time I see she's having.
Yeah, we need to go to one of these
to see how it goes
for an educational purpose. And you are absolutely right. Town halls generally, unless there's some issue that has really stirred the public's ire,
right?
As a general rule, people don't turn out for that type of thing.
Jim Hopgood, former congressional aide and one of our go-to guys to explain how things work on Capitol Hill, the real behind-the-scenes version of things. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Absolutely.
We're back with more in just a moment on News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.